Snap by Michael Bailey. My phone is pinging tonight like a store alarm after Zoe's been shopping. I've got incoming from Steve, Brett, Amy and Malk all flirting. I'm chatting with Cleo and keeping my best friend Zoe up to date on everything. It's full on. I barely ever move to Facebook and homework. Well, forget that. It's so boring. Amy will let me copy hers anyway. I have to keep my headphones on so my dad doesn't hear the pings. I told him I'm listening to music. Since the school phoned him and mum about the sexting thing, I'm officially banned from using Snapchat. Boring, stupid school. Just because some nosy Parker teacher opened a phone some twat left on her desk, we had a week of questions from Death Breath, the deputy head, and phone calls to our parents. We even had a snotty policewoman in a shirt too small for her ugly tits trying to lord it over us, wagging her finger and looking stupid. Paedophilia? Child abuse? For fuck's sake, we're all 14 or 15. How can we be perverts? The picture on the phone was only some seventh former mooning with her knickers round her knees. She'd used the changing room mirror and Snapchatted it to her mate for a dare. Some friend. The silly coward screen grabbed it and made it a screensaver, so when the interfering bitch of a class teacher switched on her phone, what did she see? White bum, flabby thighs and knicker elastic. So what? The school wrote to all our parents after that with what they called an internet safety warning. Snapchat got a lot of bruising, which is rubbish because it's the sickest thing for most of us. So Dad gets all up himself and says no Snapchat and he wants to look at my Facebook and Twitter. No problem, old man. They're ancient history anyway. I only keep a Facebook account going for him to look at. I'm not letting him into Instagram though, or WhatsApp. A girl has a right to privacy, doesn't she? I'm getting all behind. Snapchats are lining up to be opened. I have to concentrate or I'll mix up responses and send Cleo the picture of my bra strap that's meant for Malk. Even worse, I could send it by mistake to Steve and have another evening of shots of his pathetic willy to put up with. Last time I sent him something sexy, he went right over the top. So uncool. What a bumhole. And it's funny keeping him panting and watching him blush and sweat every time he sees me in school, though. Multi-flirting is so sick. I'm the best. Malk gets underwear pics and he's really in love with me. Steve just gets messages calling him spotty dick or weasel nuts and he laps it up. Amy gets pictures of me in the shower, not showing anything, but she likes that and she sends back soapy replies because she does whatever I'm doing at the time. If I go to the toilet, she flushes too and sends me a picture of the toilet roll or a yellow plastic duck. I'm saving myself for Brett. I never sent a picture of my boobs yet, but I will when I want to. Zoe keeps saying I should. She's full of it, telling me what I should do, but she's chicken shit scared herself. Still, she is brilliant at lifting stuff from shops, and she tells me everything I like, so I like her most of the time. I'm opening my Snapchats as I'm telling you this, multitasking as well as multi-flirting or multi-wanking as Malk calls it. Yeah, he knows I'm flirting online with Brett, Steve and Amy all the time. I could hardly keep it a secret since the boys all boast about every girl that ever texted them and show any pictures they managed to save to everyone they talk to. Hang on, Malk sent me 3 messages. He's watching music on YouTube and playing Retry. He keeps sending me screenshots of his scores. I'm sending him a picture of my belly button with an M&M in it. Sweet. Cleo wants to know what I think of Ewan now he's bleached his hair. I couldn't care if he's shaved and painted his head blue. I'm telling Cleo it's really monster. Malk wants more M&Ms. I'm balancing one on my cleavage. I have to press my arms together at my sides to keep it there and it's hard to take a picture, but I manage. Oh Christ, I've got chocolate on my blouse. Mum will kill me. She's always moaning about doing washing all the time. I tell her the machine does the work, but she just shouts I don't know what work is. Wrong. I'm responding to Malk's and Steve's Snapchats, keeping Amy busy going to the toilet, and sending my sexy texts to Brett, funny ones to Cleo, and getting the latest from Zoe. If that's not work, what is? Now, there's a WhatsApp message from Brett. What am I wearing? He's also sent a snapshot of himself in an Arsenal shirt and nothing else. He's holding it up at his waist. He's much bigger than Steve and quite hairy. I'm just starting to study the picture and it went. He said, send him one of me and he'll send another one of himself. Brett's actually a friend of Damien and goes to another school. I've never met him. I used to be close with Damien until he shared a picture I sent him. It showed my see-through pants, only from the back, mind. I was really mad when boys at school showed me the picture on their phones the next day. But who said it was me? I just denied it, and after a while, everyone lost interest. A couple of weeks later, I got this Facebook friend request from this great-looking guy who said he was Damien's friend. I messaged him to friend me on Snapchat and then deleted his friend request and my message after 5 minutes. He Snapchatted straight back. He's really nice. He tells me what he's doing and sends pictures that he doesn't share with anyone else. He says, I'm his special friend. The first time he's met a girl he can trust. Recently, he started sending me pictures of his body. First, it was muscles on his arms and chest, then pictures of his naked back and bum. Now, this football shirt and no shorts. I can see he's excited by it. I am too, though I wouldn't tell Zoe. He just sent another message asking me what am I waiting for. I don't know. I practice pulling up my bra, but it feels strange because Mum or Dad might walk in. Maybe it would be better if I went to the bathroom where I can lock the door. Malk sent another Snapchat, but I'm looking at the latest one from Brett. Is my body really as pretty as I say it is? Or maybe I've been stringing him along and I'm really only 12. What a cheek! I'll show him! I'm already closing the bathroom door and turning the key to lock it. If Mum asks me why, I'll say I have my period. Brett sends another picture of his penis and a message. I'm waiting, or are you too scared? That does it. I pull off my blouse and bra, hold my phone in front of me and press the Snapchat send button. Shit, fuck! In my excitement, I photograph my face as well as my boobs. Oh well, the picture will be gone in 10 seconds, won't it?